Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 17 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is Psalm 130. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord. Pay attention to my prayer, Lord. If you kept the record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. I long for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Yes, more than watchmen wait for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love and an overflowing supply of salvation. He himself will free Israel from every kind of sin. That was the New Living Translation of Psalm 130. Amen. The title of our devotion today is Passion for God. The day Jesus entered Jerusalem before his death and resurrection is known as Palm Sunday. This marks the beginning of the week of Christ's Passion. The word passion comes from a Latin word which means suffering. The suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross has always been referred to as the Passion. There's even a movie by that name in modern times. We've come to apply the word passion to mean any kind of strong feeling or commitment, even though it more properly it describes a suffering from some worthwhile thing. In many ways, we've lost this sense of the word, in part perhaps because there's so little of this kind of passion left in the Western world. We ascribe the word passion to how we feel about sports teams or music and political views. Would you be willing to suffer for those things? How different is the passion of Jesus, directed by God and willingly accepted? Jesus actively chose his path and the sufferings that followed. In Jesus, we see not only the full depth of God's passion for us and the suffering that was a necessary part of it, but also the full depth of one perfect human's passion for God in Jesus, obedience that led to death. How do we respond to God's call to follow him? Are we passionate or passive? Do we walk with Jesus who said, "Take up your cross and follow me"? We must accept God's direction and choose to follow the path laid out for us. This is a path of certain passion, of suffering, but also certain hope because of the victory we have through Christ Jesus' resurrection. Ask yourself, how are you passionate in your love for the Lord? And what areas do you actively choose God's ways and desire to live for him? Or do you passively follow him? In what ways do others look at your life and see your passion and consuming love for Jesus? Ask God to enable you to passionately love and follow him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your passionate love for us, that you would die for us. And thank you for your passionate love for the Father, that you would obey him even to death, Lord. We ask that you would help us with any displaced passion that we have for other things, and ask that you would give us a strong passion, God, for you, for the things of you. Help us, because we know that we can't do it without your help. Have mercy on us, O God. Come and give us the strength that we need to follow you and doing the Father's will. Bless the time that we will give you this week. Pour your blessing over us and give us a passionate love equal to yours. Finally, Father, I pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, with your supernatural favor, and a close, personal, passionate relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Friends, remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today include Psalm 130 and also Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 24 through 32 and verses 38 and 39. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.